Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 12th day of January 2006. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to have Tex Mars, professor of space and aeronautics, former Air Force officer, best-selling author, joining us. And, you know, Tex hasn't just written books about the occult and the New World Order that have been bestsellers. He also wrote best-selling books on how to pass military, entrance exams and best-selling books about robotics. He's a very prolific individual, and we're proud to have him as a fellow Austinite. He'll be here talking about his new book that is shaping up to be a bestseller through the underground, and that's the Encyclopedic Codex Magica. So that is coming up in the next hour. I do want to open the phones up during this hour for different news items that you, the listeners, wish to bring up, or news information that I haven't covered that you think is important, or if you have questions for me, or if you have comments about any other issues. Wide open telephones. I'm going to calls in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. And I always love first-time callers, and or frankly, people that call maybe once a month, folks that call every week. Though you add a lot of great information, I tend to not take as many calls as I did in the past because I've been having so many guests on lately that a lot of people are unable to get through. So give somebody new a chance. It'd be nice if infrequent callers called in today. 1-800-259-9231. But we really don't screen the calls, so I can't control what you do. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Bush has called again for domestic spying program and said it's essential. He's saying it now about twice a week. He gave a press conference and said, no, really. Trust me, you can. I'm not joking around. I'm not making this up. So the president has to say, I'm not making this up. Almost everything they've said or done has been made up. Then we get the memos where they say they're going to lie to us. I mean, Downing Street and others. And with the socialist gun-grabbing so-called conservatives of America, I mean, they have outstripped the Democrats, and they will call me a right-wing conservative because I am against what they're doing. And I'm just sorry. You are empty husk. You have forgotten what it is to be an American. Those of you out there that think George Bush is somehow God incarnate walking our world here in front of us. It just sometimes blows me away that when I was exposing Bill Clinton as a puppet of the New World Order and exposing him for his activities that were just in line with what Bush is doing because they're run by the same corporate interest, globalist interest, I was an evil extreme right winger. Now I'm an ultra evil leftist that must be dealt with. And on a daily basis, I'm called all names you can imagine. Communist, fascist, socialist, liberal, ultra-right-wing, Nazi. And really, I'm just an American. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a person that believes in populist values that have been reflected by some of our greatest leaders that have been put forward. I believe in due process. I believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I believe in transparency in government. I believe in a small government. I believe we should abolish the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve that holds us in thrall. I mean, it's just simple. I don't want to go into world government. I don't want to get rid of the Southwest and give it to Mexico. I don't want the roads to be turned into toll roads. I want freedom. That's what I want. It's real simple. We'll come back, cover the news, take your calls. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 24 seconds into this first hour of the transmission, second segment. Coming up in the next hour, Tex Mars, Professor Tex Mars, Pastor Tex Mars, best-selling author Tex Mars, former Air Force officer Tex Mars, intelligence officer, will be joining us here in studio, and I hope to keep him for the balance of the broadcast so we can get into Codex Magica, the New World Order shadow government that is now unshadowed, uncloaked itself, and come at least partly into view, and it is horrifying a lot of people, and folks are starting to actually wake up. That is coming up in the next hour. And I said in the last segment we're going to take a lot of calls this hour, and I mean to do it. Roger and Keith and Johnny and Timothy and Jack and everybody, your calls are coming up. And as soon as you hear me disconnect the caller, that's your chance to call in. We don't screen the calls. We just ask your first name, what state you're in, and if you'd like to tell us if you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, or maybe you're listening with a toadstool. I'm not sure, but you are certainly welcome to call us at 100-259-9231. Let me just get into some of the news, and then we'll go to your calls. This is some of what's coming up. Body scanner debuts at London's airport. And these are the exact same scanners that literally show you completely naked, and it is recorded onto the digital hard drives and stored. In fact, they can store tens of thousands of people just on one hard drive. And then that is backed up. And these things had already been deployed quietly in the weeks before 9/11 to five airports here in the United States that now have them. And at the same time, they are now going to Europe and, of course, in London, England. And I'm sure you've seen the images on the news. You've seen the images on the web. We have posted some of the images, warning there, because the genitalia are in greater detail than the human eye even picks up human anatomy. And you say, well, what do you mean? Well, we see in a certain spectrum of light, feet away from a naked woman, you don't generally see her pores. Or if you're, 5 feet away from a naked man, you don't necessarily see all the details. With these scanners, even at distance, you see all the pores. They can even turn them up a little bit and see right beneath the skin. It's really not X-ray. They keep calling it X-ray on the news, but if you really read it, it's a sonar or radar system. They bounce radio waves off of you, just like a bat does when it's flying around chirping, or what whales do, or what submarines do, or what ships use. And so it bounces these off, these radar sonar waves, whatever you want to call them. I guess sonar would be in the water, radar would be in the air, so I guess it would be termed properly radar. But reading about the science a decade ago on the Army websites, they call it a type of sonar. So I'm not quite sure, I guess, when they're bouncing it off your body. That really doesn't matter. The point here is that they bounce these waves off of you, and we've had listeners on about it. We've had people that have gone through it. People have refused. And when you're just walking through these airports, they've got one in Boston, they'll have it off to the side, and about one out of five people, they just pull you out and ask you to walk through this machine. Now, in England, they're going to ask everyone to do it. And of course, that is going to start spreading to all the airports they've announced. So, we really prize mobility and the capacity to travel. And a lot of you are saying, I'll never do that. But what happens when you go there? And even asking questions will get you arrested now. I mean, you ask TSA questions, they'll go, what's wrong with you? Come behind closed doors. You're not a terrorist, are you? I mean, all the articles of that have been out there of a woman who doesn't want to have her breast groped and literally goes to jail. Pregnant women who are forced to literally in front of hundreds of people lift up their skirts and they begin crying. The husband says, what's your problem? And guards pull out guns and take him to the ground and then they charge him. And well, you just caused a disturbance. There's zero tolerance here. We got hit on 9/11. And I said I was going to go to calls, but you see, folks, this is how we're all being bathed, basted, marinated. We're being slow-cooked, soaked in this caustic, toxic, acidic acid that is the police state. And look, I read the federal plans. I got so many emails going, how did you know you're on the inside track? How did you... you said that the TSA would be on the ground in major cities, and... they're called Viper teams. They're in Dallas. They're in Houston. I'm just talking about Texans calling me. They walked up to me and demanded to see my ID, and were searching people outside the mall. Because they said they were. I mean, it's not like it's your whole life. Our whole life is going to be a living hell of checkpoints and RFID in the products and in our cars and radio readers everywhere and our cell phones tracking us. It's already here. But the border will be wide open and there'll be total blanket amnesty, of course. And the Muslims are all going to kill us and get us, but there's record levels of them being brought into the country. So, the government, on one hand, they're going to kill you. It's a total war. It's totally evil. Oh, but let's bring more in. Oh. I mean, see, none of it makes sense until you realize who's behind the terrorism, who wants the control. So I'm going to ask cops out there. Let's say you've got a 15-year-old son, 10-year-old daughter. Let's say you live in Austin, Texas. You're going to go fly see family that lives in... let's say Orlando, Florida in a couple years. And let's say in 2 years the body scanner isn't in Austin yet. You can even go read about this. It's scheduled to go in in Orlando, so that's why I'm using that example. And let's say you're flying back, and you got to get home. No one will announce it. Nobody will tell you. And you're walking through, and they don't know you're a cop. As soon as you tell them, everything will probably be all right. But you go up there, and you got your children, and you're going to remember this show. Okay, and I'm not trying to be psychic here, folks. It could be, Austin to L.A. or Austin to wherever. I'm just hypothetically, a cop going to do this. But I guarantee you, stuff like this is going to happen. People listening right now, this is going to happen to you unless we say no to this and turn this around. And you're going to be going and walking up, and you're going to remember the show, and it's going to be a scanner, and they're going to want you to walk into it and walk through it. And these things are also passive. I mean, they've got them where you just walk and stand in a line and it scans you. And as you walk in, it gets it. It's like video. It is a type of video. It's put onto, digital data, a video. To be specific, video has something to do with it. We think of film, video, I just keep calling data, footage, video, but it's data. And go ahead and stick your son, and stick your daughter, and stick your wife, and you go up there. But because you'll physically be wearing your clothes, you'll feel okay. But it's the same thing as you're stripping down. I mean, can you imagine the Germans in World War II when they were searching trains going, all right, everybody line up and take your clothes off? I mean, they didn't even do that till they got you to the camp. But see, now the new old order makes it so easy. By the way, you ever seen Total Recall, the Philip K. Dick adaptation with Arnold Schwarzenegger, 1991, where he's going through a checkpoint at the subway, and there's these cops in black helmets and black uniforms? Oh, didn't have them in those uniforms in 91. They're now in those uniforms. In fact, even scarier in New York. But he's in New York, and he goes behind one of the scanners, and it shows right down to his skeleton, and they see the gun. Okay, well, actually, with these machines, they're not calibrated for that, but they do have them that do see down to your bones. So it's actually that. But seeing down to your bones isn't as bad as recording your naked body. So what lesson is that for your 10-year-old daughter? Tell her, hey, when you're 18, go be in Penthouse. In fact, go be in a hardcore porn. I mean, that's America. You're letting them totally violate you. You're letting them totally record you in your face. And the announcement is the feds are going to pay for it in every airport. By the way, even local municipal airports, even general aviation. Oh, yeah. The new rules are coming out. Hope you enjoy it. That's all I have to say. Hope you enjoy it. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Those opening monologues of yours, man, I wish I could do some of that. Hey, did I hear you write some chuckle-headed conservative actually made some reference to you like as being a right-wing conservative?
Yes, I in Crawford, I was called that over and over again.
I mean, that's
like Bush is going after our guns. I know, we need to. You're one of them right-wingers.
I mean, that's got to be the worst kind of conservative. I mean, a real one.
A right-wing conservative. I never heard of such an evil thing.
Hey, I called about this. I don't know if you covered the Klingenschmitt thing and the chaplain. And I had heard that there was this could be error that maybe I don't know, but that there was somewhat relentment among the Navy, so he can use the name of Jesus in his prayers.
Well, that's right. There was an Austin American Statesman article about 4 years ago that the biggest denomination in Fort Hood right now, that is the people that go to the meetings, are the pagans. And they actually have their chaplain, and they run around with daggers naked, and it's been on TV, too, and just hundreds and hundreds get together out on Hood and howl at the moon and do all their rituals. I mean, this is the front page of the paper and on local TV. And, people aren't going to the Christian churches. That's not too fun. You can't even say Jesus. But, man, you want to go out and roll around and have some big sex orgy, there's a lot of people wanting to join.
Well, you heard about the chaplain, Gordon, James Klingenschmitt.
Yeah, can't say Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, but I was kind of loaded for bear on that, but only if you're willing to go on. But also was the thing about the FCC, and then the amateur radio relay league with the broadband over power lines. See, they're really going after this whole spectrum, which
and that's going to fry AM, which is lower on the dial, but is actually shortwave, and it's going to fry shortwave, and that's what the National Big AM Association has said. We've had their director on, 3 years ago, and I forget the exact name of it, National AM-FM Association, and then I've had the National Shortwave people on.
Well, I want these amateur radio types to get on the ARRL and make sure they don't relax this petition, which they just did.
Stay there, Roger. Let me let you finish.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Reminder, what are you going to do the day that you walk through the scanner? You'll kind of get angry, but, well, at least I'm out of it now. Well, that was the first time that was hard, but it'll get easier and easier. Also, in Europe, they're putting them in outside bars so they can walk you through and scan you. It's very nice. But just, again, being scanned and having the naked image, 3D image, you know, multi-sided if they have you turn around, in a computer recorded. I mean, let the government have it, naked pictures of you. That's freedom, folks. Roger in Pennsylvania, though, you were bringing up how the industries out there want to transmit data down phone lines, and they can pay off the different lobbyists, and it admittedly is going to screw up AM radio to a great extent and really decimate shortwave, but so what?
Yeah, well, it's more over power lines, which is probably even worse than phone lines, and people just don't realize how horrible this is.
Well, if I said phone lines, that's incorrect. I mean power lines.
Yeah, and now, unfortunately, stupidly, I don't know if they're kind of in cahoots with the federales, basically. They're the American Radio Relay League, because they've rather narrowly withdrawn a large chunk of their petition to the FCC to stop this broadband over power lines.
Well, that's what they always do. The globalists are masters of taking over movements. They always do it.
Yeah, now check this out. Just based on notching out the interference just on the amateur bands. Well, that's a rather narrow consideration. You have all kinds of emergency and other, anything from 2 to 80 megahertz can be wiped out, and that certainly wipes out all the short wave. And you have a lot of the hams listen to because of the nature of shortwave, and that's the only way we're able to get you in other shows. And a lot of us are able to hear you with as little as 5 to 10 decibels above the noise floor. Now, they regularly monitor interference 60 decibels higher than the noise
floor. You know, Roger, you're getting all technical. It's admitted that it's going to screw up AM radio and shortwave. I appreciate your call. I really do, it's admitted that, you know, let's say there's information being transmitted down a big power line. Well, that's what when you drive under a power line to begin with, when you get your local AM station on, doesn't matter how strong it is, if it's a big power line, it cuts it out. You know, this is Billy Bob's Furniture, come on down. And then when you're done driving under it, come on down with the quality products. We've all heard that. Well, that's because electricity is transferring down lines, actually is broadcasting. But you put data on that, and you give some semblance to it, it's going to go even further, and it's going to screw up a lot of things, and it's admitted, and it's a real problem. Thank you for the call, Roger. Who's up next? Keith in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. Hey, I wanted to touch briefly on Mr. Ashcroft being on Fox News, and then I wanted to also talk to you about Governor Rod Blagojevich of Illinois and the sex slave trafficking. Ashcroft was on the other day doing a little damage control, it appeared, telling us how great it was that the government spies on us, but we don't need to know how and why. And I just feel that maybe, you know, your movement's starting to get into them a little bit, and they're having to start spinning.
You know, I want to be frank. They're bringing all this out at many levels on purpose. I mean, notice it's limited to, phone calls overseas to America. That's what they're telling us about, so that sounds kind of reasonable. When it's been declassified for decades, the NSA is listening to everything. I mean, look at all the other surveillance. So, see, they kind of just announce the edge of it and then try to legitimize that. Then they move forward. And they're out openly selling it to us now that this is all good. And then you wanted to bring up the governor of Illinois who criticized the admission that the U.S. government authorizes, and there's lobbyists on the Hill, 4 giant white slavery rings kidnapping women and children out of Europe. And that is now completely public. And you were going to comment, you know, on one hand, the governor's trying to pass a law to restrict guns even more. It's horrible. So he's horrible on that front. And on the other hand, he is criticizing the white slavery rings.
Well, he was in the city council in Chicago when they outlawed handguns in Chicago. He's behind all this forced implementation of taking a tracking device to go through the toll road. You know, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
So you think he's just saying that to sound good?
Well, yeah. Now he wants to, for the children, he wants to legalize casino gambling in restaurants throughout the state. So, you know, for the children, so they can have money for schools.
You know, whenever I commended the governor for criticizing and saying, why is the Pentagon allowing all this kidnapping, I was commending him on that front, and then I did get a bunch of emails about how horrible he is, and yes, he is quite horrible, but I mean, when they do something good, we've got to say that it's good. I mean, that is putting heat on the Bush administration, and I think that's probably why he did it.
Well, I think it's sort of a red herring when they do that. They're just trying to, you know, hey, look this way while we do something else over here.
I agree with you, but I'm just glad that Illinois is talking about it. I'm glad it's in your papers. I'm glad you guys care about it.
That's true.
The average Austinite just wants to literally just Vince Young, Vince Young, Vince Young, Vince Young, Vince Young. Did you see the football player? I mean, it's just, they just like, or Penguins, March of the Penguins. They're going to go, Vince Young, Vince Young, UT horns, UT horns. Hey, they're kidnapping children. Eh, so what? UT, UT. Did I tell you about UT? Did you hear about UT? Did you hear about it?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with wide open phones and the news in this hour, Professor Pastor Tex Mars joining us in the second hour into the third hour. I believe I saw him pull up right in front of the office during the last break and then pull out and drive off. So at least it's the car I've seen him drive in the past. I couldn't really see through two layers of windows because I'm inside a studio with a window looking out into another office, out another window, and I couldn't really tell if it was Tex, but it looked like his car. But he's scheduled to be here in about 30 minutes. And, of course, we're going to be videotaping that and adding some documents and information to what he says and putting it up on the local TV show. And then, of course, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And the new Whitley Report's going up right now, as is the Bagnarik interview. Michael Bagnarik, a presidential candidate and now running for Congress here against Michael McCaul. So that's going up on PrisonPlanet.tv as well for the members over there. Let me get into a little bit more of the other news, and then we'll go back to your calls. Beam weapons almost ready for battle. Now, they told us about the B-2 bomber roughly 15 years after it had already been in service, not just being tested, but had been in service. And everybody saw these boomerang-shaped black craft flying around, and why, it's aliens, and so many of the UFO magazines and UFO books and things of that nature, you know, would show photos of them and pictures, and it's aliens, and they're... And, of course, people that knew what was going on had their heads screwed on. We're going, no, that's a classified aircraft. And so then in 1988, wasn't it, they, at the Skunk Works at Lockheed Martin Marietta at the time, now it's just Lockheed, I guess, they rolled out the B-2 bomber. You know, they still say the fastest plane in the world is the SR-71 Blackbird, in flight in 55, in service in 59, what, retired in the 80s? Fastest plane in the world, and if you believe that, again, Wernher von Braun drew up plans for the space shuttle in the 30s, and it's really 1950s technology, of course, deployed in the 1980s, developed and actually put into place in the late 1970s, when it got technical. And this was all part of the fake space program, okay? It's fake, folks. It's like the $800 toilet seats and $700 hammers. All of that money isn't just going to line people's pockets. There's a lot of stealing going on, too. You know, when they say $1 trillion missing this year, $5 trillion missing over the last 10 years, $6 trillion total, people say, well, wait a minute, the whole defense budget, $680 billion, even with increased expenditures, 3 or 4 years ago, it was only $500 billion, Alex. So, wow, our trillion's missing. It's called pension funds. It's called, you know, the military pension funds. It's called investments. The Pentagon, since it was the War Department, before the Pentagon even existed, before they broke ground on September 11th, 1942. Not kidding on that date. Since they broke ground on it, long before then, they have been investing, the investitures, you see, corporations, 70% of the major stock market indexes are owned by governmental institutions. So it's a seamless merger known as mercantilism or fascism. Call it what you like, it's still the same creature. And you're going, Alex, you just read an MSNBC headline, beam weapons almost ready for battle, and now I've gone through a three-minute diatribe. My point on the issue is that they've had X-ray lasers in orbit, according to my sources, for at least 20 years. They've had particle beams in orbit for at least 20 years. They've got nuclear weapons in space for at least 20 years. 84% of the space shuttle missions are classified military missions. So, the space shuttle is a heavy lifter, period. They've had space planes, according to my sources, and by the way, I have sources in NASA, multiple sources. I have personal friends who were high-level engineers in the entire program. Okay, they've had space planes since the mid-1960s. And a space plane, again, is not a heavy lifter. It's made of composite materials. It takes off. It's just like the SR-71 Blackbird, but more advanced. And they'll go, you know, Mach 5 in the atmosphere and just unlimited, basically, once they get into space, except for small particles that they, run into. It's very, very hazardous that are in low Earth orbit. And I could go on and on about space planes, but they've been announcing the last few years that they're preparing a big announcement about the space planes, but they keep putting it off. But you'll laugh at me now, and in a three or four years, maybe 5 years, it'll be classified for 25 years. It'll really be classified for 45, they want to be honest. You know, is it? And they'll show you some old space plane. You'll see something from 1970, and everyone will gaze at it, and, oh, it's so incredible. And so that's why they faked a lot of stuff with the space program. And then people say, oh, we didn't go to the moon, or, oh, it's not real. No, it's real. I mean, I know people who ran the RCA video cameras on the moon, folks. Okay, I mean, I don't want to go much further into it. But believe me, they went there. They've been there. They are there. And again, I don't get into space aliens, can't prove it. I don't get into chupacabras or yetis or abominable snowmen. There's one to Mars. Hi, how you doing? I don't get off into all of that. what I do is cover the things I can prove. And, yes, the technologies, and Tex can talk about that, by the way. He's a space and aeronautics professor, formerly with UT. It's much more advanced than you're hearing. Let's go to calls. That was just one of the articles, and I just cannot not get into detail on something. Some of the other stuff that I have here in front of me, again, that I just can't get over. Body scanner they've used at London's airport. Man investigated by police for saying homosexuality immoral in England. That's mainstream news, folks. Again, whether you agree with or disagree, don't you have that right, free speech? New Ohio law allows cops to request ID, but you read into the bill that we covered a few weeks ago that's now been signed by Taft, the great-great-great-great-grandson of one of the founders of Skull and Bones, who himself is a Skull and Bones member, Governor Bob Taft, Ohio Republican governor. He signed it that you've got to answer their questions, which is a total violation of the Fifth Amendment. And you can be charged as a terrorist after you're arrested for not answering their questions. So, charged as a terrorist for, I mean, they want you to answer. It says answer police questions. Just, ooh, boy, I tell you what, man, that is KGB all the way. Oh, but it's to keep us safe from the terrorist. And then, I tell you what, I'm going to mention one more thing, and then I'm going to go to your calls. I don't talk enough about the positive things that are happening. And one of the amazing things that is going on in year in review, we wrote a year in review. We're so busy, it frankly wasn't that good. I mean, it was better than most, listing all the horrible things that happened in 2005. And not just the stuff that most people talked about with the tsunamis and the Hurricane Katrina, or Catania, as the president's wife likes to call it. So, not just that stuff, but the national ID card, the forced psychological testing and drugging, New Freedom, Bush pushing for open borders. It was all gun confiscations. It was a whole host of things that were going on. You know, bad attorney generals being appointed, like Alberto Gonzalez, and being confirmed. I mean, there was a squadron of squadrons. Just a flotilla attack fleet of bad things that happened. But the good news was, I've never seen so many people wake up and get involved, and the blinders are coming off. And there were a lot of positive things. But something we didn't mention in that year in review, and I think it needs to be updated and added. We need to do this. And last night I was driving in the car home from work, and home from the TV show, and I thought about a whole bunch of things, and I meant to write it as I was driving, but I almost had a wreck, and so I said, you know, I better not be riding in the dark, driving down I-35 at 70 miles an hour. And so now I can't remember the positive things. I mean, I remember one of them, but not all of them. There was a bunch of other stuff, and I'm getting very frustrated right now. But this just popped in my head again. The EU expansion, which would have made it the official EU, failed. The EU failed last year. The European Union's major expansion to real federal centralized control, the people woke up and said no to it in 2005 after they had said yes, 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 yes. And they didn't just say no in, 55% or so. It was 70-something percent or 60%. You know, in one country it'd be 70-something. In France it was 60-something. I mean, it was overwhelming. But the mainstream media kind of just moved on, and we tend to sometimes kind of go off of their game plan. We shouldn't do that. And then I remember one of the other things, one of many, I was thinking about the good things of last year, because really, on balance, last year may have been a pretty good year. The European Union didn't just fail. The major expansion stepping stone to total Pan-American Union, the Union of American States, I mean, the deal to make Atlanta the capital of the American Union, it was down to Atlanta and Miami. That failed. The deal to do the Trans-Texas Corridor down into Guatemala, that failed. The deal to have their country sign on to flood us with their cheap goods, that failed. They're already 5 years behind. Now they're another four or five with this. This is incredibly exciting. And we didn't talk about that. And there's a bunch of other things that happened. As I take these calls, they'll pop back into my head. I just remembered last night, I was trying to write this down and almost ran into somebody. So let's go ahead and take a call. Johnny in Kentucky. Johnny, welcome.
Hey, man. my 16-year-old son, sophomore in high school, several years ago, we became anti-vaccine. So about 3 weeks ago, we get a note home from the school. He won't be allowed back in. He needs a second hepatitis shot, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be truant. We're going to arrest you. So, you know, finally went ahead and did the religious exemption thing. And I just want to tell people how easy that was to do. Here I was thinking this was going to be some kind of big old complicated mess.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you. It took 10 minutes, didn't it? Well, let's be honest. It took you an hour to go down and get it, or it took you 10 minutes to write a letter to request it, and then you got it, and then it happened, and you mailed it in. But let me just stop you right there. That was extortion, what happened to you. That was racketeering. That was a scam. If you try to use force on somebody and try to coerce them by threatening them with a law that doesn't exist, there are multiple federal laws, and there are multiple state laws in every state we've looked at on doing that, but they don't stop. And the reason I know what they did to you is it's a federal blueprint that the states all carry out. It's the same thing in Texas that it is in Tennessee, that it is in Ohio. So I would guess that it is the same thing in Kentucky.
Sure.
And every year, a month before school starts, they get on the news and they say, it is the law. You must be vaccinated. You must take these 35 vaccines. If you don't, you will be arrested. Now, what they don't tell you is, it's because the school will violate your rights, not tell you what by law they have to tell you, that there's a waiver, and that that's a waiver to something that isn't even a law to begin with. They're already creating color law. I think these waivers are even bad, because it's like 501c3 with churches. They're conditioning us to sign the forms. Later, they can just change the forms. There's no existing anchor law, Johnny, to that even to begin with. So you're signing a waiver for something that...
Yeah, but see, all vaccines aren't bad. Some of them are, some of them aren't. And what the religious exemption gives me and my wife is the ability to pick and choose which vaccines we're going to have our child inoculated with and which ones we're not. I like the tetanus shot. That's great, man. Let's go get it. But, you know, this all the others that, with the are the coming pandemic flu vaccine that they're going to shove down everybody's throat, you know, and this Theramycosol, We now have the ability to say, no, you're not going to put that in my child's body, and there's nothing else you can do about it.
Johnny, we got about 4 minutes to break, and I'm going to ask you a question here. I'm in Austin, the network's in Minnesota. Was I just cutting out a minute ago talking to you?
No, I heard everything come right through.
Okay, well, Johnny, I'm going to give you the floor for about a minute. Most people don't do this, and I'm going to let the network reconnect to me. They're going to reconnect right now. Johnny, you just keep talking about how easy it was to do this and what you did. You guys go ahead and reconnect.
Now, here's what happened, all right? I sat down and I wrote this letter thinking, okay, I got to include all these Bible verses and everything because I'm asking for religious exemption. And then I thought, no, that's not good. So what I did, I wrote a little note. I just said, I'm requesting my child be exempt from vaccinations due to religious reason. I went down to the health department where they told me I had to go. I knocked on the little window. I told the lady what I was there for. She said, do you have a note? I said, yes. She said, here, fill out this little form. I just filled it out. It was nothing, really. Didn't even ask a Social Security number or anything. I turned it back into her. She says, I'll be right back. She walks to the back. She comes back up front 2 minutes later. And she says, here's your form. Make a copy of it and give it to the school. I said, terrific. That's all it was. She said, yeah. Now, I'm sure I'm on some kind of list, and I'm sure, you know, I'm some... now classified furthermore as some kind of religious nut, but that's okay because, like I said, it gives me and my wife the power to pick and choose what vaccines our children get. And another thing about these vaccines is so many people are in the frame of mind that they got a, when they're taking their kid to the doctor and their kid's got an ear infection and sore throat and all that, oh, well, they're already sick. Let's go ahead and just get him that shot now, too. No, these shots are attacking your child. And it's the immune system of the child is the only thing that can fight it off.
No, I agree with you, and I'm glad. I'm really glad that you did this, Johnny, and I appreciate the call. But I want to get back to not debating the vaccines. I want to get back to the overarching situation that we're talking about, the racketeering that we're dealing with. Everywhere in the country, the month before school, they go on TV and they say, it's the law. You've got to do this. And folks, it's not the law. You don't have to do it. It's not true. And then they kick you out of school and say you're truant. They create the action when there was nothing you were violating to begin with. They violate your child's rights to kick them out of school, and then they create criminal charges associated with that to go after them. So there's layers of crime on top of crime on top of crime here. Everything A-OK, Scott? Okay, great. Occasionally this happens, and because, again, I'm connected with Digital Alliance from Austin, Texas, up to Minnesota, and we've even got backup systems, and now those backup systems are having problems, which makes me think that it could be deliberate. We've been told people are going to try to deliberately do this through the government. I mean, I've been given direct word that they're going to try to screw up a show, and, you know, you're not going to stop us, and we're just going to get the information and the word out. And again, I've specifically been told that this was going to be attempted. And then immediately after, remember I was talking about with Colonel Craig Roberts, I said, I've been told, and then the first time I mentioned it was the first time it happened. You know, and then it just started happening after that. But we'll figure it out. We'll come back from break, and we will take some of your phone calls. And then we've got Tex Mars, who's going to be in studio with us. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to need to get him in here and get him all seated and ready for the interview. So stay with us, my friends. We'll be right back on the other side. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
welcome back live here. And in 5 minutes, we're going to have Tex Mars on with us in studio for about an hour and a half. And I want to talk about Tex Mars himself. I want to talk about his awakening and how he woke up and, you know, some of the things he did in the Air Force and then being a space and aeronautics professor and teaching political science at UT. And then becoming a best-selling author in non-religious, non-New World Order areas, and then becoming a best-selling author in that. Tex has excelled at anything he does, and I tell you, his understanding of it is one of the deepest and far-reaching that I've seen. I've learned so much from him. And then, of course, we'll get into Codex Magica, which is very, very popular right now, and I'm happy to say one of our best-selling items here at InfoWars. By the way, if you want Codex Magica, go to InfoWars.com, and we have it up there. We also have a deal where you get a little bit off on Codex Magica, and you save money when you get it with my new film, The Order of Death. And on top of that, when you get The Order of Death, with that DVD, you also get my revamped, re-edited, remastered, updated 2005 version of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And, of course, The Order of Death is new footage inside the Grove, inside the Owl, more of the members, who's there, some of the things they're doing, little devil signs and figurines and owls on top of skulls, and how it ties into the Illuminati and the Nazis, how it ties in, of course, to the Ku Klux Klan and other organizations. And by the way, it just came out that a lot of top people at NORAD were Ku Klux Klan. I've got an interesting little article here out of the Denver paper about that, how they have these undercover people in there, and the Klan guys, you know, the real Klan, not the toothless ones you see on TV, the secret ones, the secret empires, they call it, were in control of the nuclear switch. Well, I just want to tell the folks out at Colorado Springs, Colorado, and then a few miles away there at NORAD in Cheyenne Mountain, I want to give you a little advice. The president is a known devil-worshipping Nazi. And so you're worried about some Klan members in control of this stuff. We have got a president who is a deep, deep, deep occultist, as Tex would say, and so we'll get his take on that. So everybody's congratulating themselves that they've caught this nest of Klan members at NORAD and also at Colorado Springs in control of a bunch of different areas. But why do you think they were there to begin with? So we'll get into that as well. But if you want to get Codex Magica, go to InfoWars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com and order it off the secure online shopping cart, or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I got to move quicker. Got about a minute and a half. Let's go to Timothy in Georgia. You're on the air, Timothy. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Mr. Michael Trudeau suggested I call you. He said he might talk to you about my situation. I have a small 25-acre farm here in South Georgia, and I'm disabled. And the local sheriff is trying to take all my property and run me off for no reason.
They do that a lot. A lot of them are just local criminals. And this is all over the place. You get a boss hog type, and that kind of stuff does go on. Where are you?
I'm near Rebecca, Georgia, in South Georgia.
And so what is he claiming? You got some junk on your property, so they've now rezoned it and they're going to take it?
No, I was a social worker for 20 years and became disabled and opened an animal sanctuary.
Oh, and so they don't like your animals.
So now he's
a... So it is a zoning issue. Was your property zoned?
No, it's zoned okay for animals. It's not even that. He said he just attacked and said the animals were not well cared for or something. It's really crazy what he did.
So now the county wants your property.
Right.
Well, see, they have a conflict of interest in that, though, because they're the people that are going to be getting your property or the money from that sale. You know what? Sir, the best way to do this is write me a letter, send it to me, send me some documentation, and who knows, I may have you on as a guest. I mean, your story is legion. I'll give it out in the next hour. Here we go. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.